Good afternoon, Inspire.
Well, I was born in Calcutta, India. Either you did leather or you were in a restaurant business. So there was a lot of street food around us. A lot of rice puffs, a lot of fresh herbs, a lot of spices. So all those little things later on crept up and it just naturally came out, I want to cook.
Carlton Chung opened Inspire Restaurant 4 years ago in Markham. He handles the kitchen, and his wife, Vanessa, manages the servers and administrative work.
I did attend culinary management at George Brown. I didn't finish it. I felt in my heart of hearts, you can learn cooking in a classroom. So I took it upon myself to apply to be in a position in the kitchen. So 7 years later, I had an idea of what my restaurant would be like.
You call a lettuce wrap, extra butter, straight fire.
Jordy, one salmon burger, please.
Carlton describes his food as modern fusion. He combines different flavors from around the world to create unique dishes. Some of their most popular dishes are the chicken and waffles, the Inspire burger, and the duck tacos. Inspire Restaurant has been successful, but not without a few bumps in the road.
So I have a baby. He is 1 year old. And during that time of when I was pregnant to when I gave birth to him, I only took maybe 2 months off in total. A big reason why I came back so early is because I had to be responsible, so I have to be here. You have to put in the hours as a restaurateur. You have to. You can't just, you know, satellite it from your living room or your bedroom. You have to be here in the dirty, day in and day out to put in the hours. And another of the reasons, not a pretty reason, I guess, is nearly all of my staff left to go work somewhere else, and we found that out all of a sudden 2 months in. My baby was only 2 months old, and of course when 90% of your staff leave, that's quite an issue. So I had to come back to work to, you know, hold on to the ship, basically.
It starts from the foundation, which is Inspire One. This is the father of it all, and without working hard here, without putting in the effort here, number two doesn't exist, number three doesn't exist, number four doesn't exist.
It's like a child. I call Inspire my first child. I take care of it like I would a baby. It has needs, it has desires, it has things I have to do. By being a virtue of being a restaurateur, you have to put in the hours. You have to put in, on a minimum, I want to say like 10 to 15 hours of your day. In the days that you're at home, you're spent thinking about your restaurant.
Here you are. Do you guys want any peppers or ketchup with your fries? You're good? All right, perfect.
Now, Carlton and Vanessa are going to New Market to open their second restaurant called Inspire Chapter 2. And with a new restaurant comes a whole new set of responsibilities.
What's it like working with my husband? Very, very challenging. We definitely have, I want to say, all of our fights, marital-wise, has been because of this restaurant. But it's very challenging working with somebody that you're close to because it's very hard to divide church and state, right? You can't. So for me and him, it's still an ongoing struggle that we try to carve out time now that we have a baby where it's just family. So far, it hasn't worked out in that way because work gets brought up every single day, almost every single minute in our life. And that's just the way it is, I believe. When you open up a restaurant, when you open up your own business and you love it so much, you have to talk about it. So the opportunity to open up a new restaurant is very exciting, but also, of course, very stressful. 80% of restaurants fail, which means 20% of them succeed. And that is a horrible statistic, but we've decided to join the crazy, and we just hope that everything works out.
I feel like each business is the business owner's personality. So I feel like I've put my blood, sweat, and tears into Inspire. I've put my thought into this because they say we become what we think about, right? I feel like this is what I've thought about and this is what it's become. And why it's been successful is because I've been genuine. A lot of chefs go this route, because that's what they're taught and it's not what they really want to be. Some people want to do like fine dining, but deep down in their heart, they want to cook fried chicken. They want to do burgers. But for me, in Inspire, I feel like I've been blessed with the opportunity to do what I kind of want to do. I don't believe in success or failure. I believe in the journey. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at your accolades. Just obviously you'll get those along the way, but those don't define you. You know, it's like I always say, don't guard your reputation, guard your character.
This is Nicole Peterson for RSJ Radio.